You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was Dreams by Deep State. You're on 95 BFM. Kia ora, Jess. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, great. And so stoked to talk with you because that album is our favourite album of 2023 across the Student Radio Network. Congratulations. How are you feeling about
Thank
that
you.
Win?
Thank you so much. Oh, man. So stoked. It was such a nice surprise. I wasn't expecting to win. So, yeah.
It was a very wholesome cheer that went up in the BFM watch party when you won that record. It is a really fantastic album, and I'm super stoked that it's getting celebrated in that way, but also stoked that you're getting out and about and playing some shows. You, of course, were at the Sun Return Festival on Saturday night. Fantastic set. And you're going to be playing it the Others Way, which is actually just around the corner now. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. So many great people on that lineup. I'm excited to play and to get to see some awesome artists.
It is one of those things where I have been sort of, you know, in my mind crossing off returns to quote-unquote normal life, and one of them is being able to go to the Others Way Festival, which was super fun when it did come back and kind of get to be celebrated briefly before flooding and all sorts of nonsense got in the way. So this feels like the proper summer we all really require, and absolutely... Okay. Correct way to kick it off on Friday the 1st of December. Jess, what's been happening for you in terms of building your live set? Because you've had a very busy year with this record and with, I think, maybe levelling up the way you're performing as well. What does it feel like for you at the moment in the space that you're inhabiting with your live performances?
Yeah, I've definitely spent this year working on kind of upgrading or like changing the way that I perform live. I think it's still a bit of a work in progress, but with something like electronic music, it's just, there's so many ways that you can do it, so it's probably always going to be in a bit of flux. But the way I do it now is that I use samplers to kind of like recreate my songs, I guess, and then I also try doing a bit of singing as well, which is fun.
That's a pretty exciting and quite scary space to step into. Obviously, you play in other bands. You're in Wellness as well. Completely different world of sound that comes out of that group. But what do you feel is the kind of pressure or challenge, perhaps, of bringing your own vocals into a live performance? What's that like for you?
Incredibly nerve-wracking. I think in Wellness, it feels a lot more comfortable because, I guess, because of the nature of the music, it's a lot more sort of DIY vibes and a bit looser, whereas with my Deep State production, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and so with the actual, like, production of the music, I like that to be really on point. And then with my vocals, I haven't always been the most confident singer, and I don't consider myself, like, an amazing vocalist, but... I do enjoy singing, so I've tried to sort of work that into my Deep State production and my live sets. And I think that's definitely still a work in progress. But yeah, it's definitely scary, but, you know, I give it a go.
Exciting too, though. It must be quite a satisfying feeling when it does sort of pay off, when you feel like a performance has been really good.
For sure, yeah.
With this record, it feels like it's come out of like quite a period of learning and thinking through music that you're enjoying and stuff that you've found interesting to play. The whole Deep State project was a kind of a lockdown learning project for you. How do you feel when you look back on those very early tracks that you released, which are still fantastic, but then comparing them to what you've been releasing in terms of what you've learned in like in the creation process, Jess?
I feel like I've learned a whole lot over the process of making the album that just came out recently. I think it really, like I spent a lot of time producing those songs and mixing them. And I think spending so much time on the mixing, like I'll generally spend a lot longer mixing songs rather than putting them together. And I think that has really helped me kind of figure out what sounds best, or, you know, just ways in which I can shape a song and the sounds within it. With the first EP that I put out, it was very, like, much more experimental, I think, and much more, like, you know, my first go at it.
Yeah.
And I think you can definitely hear that in the production. So, yeah, I feel like it's come quite a long way in the last sort of year or two.
It's very exciting to hear what you've been making and to see where you're going, Jess. And I am really looking forward to celebrating this record in a big long year with everyone at the Others Way Festival. For anyone who's missed the memo, it is happening on Friday the 1st of December all across Karangahape Road. The lineup, I'm going to whiz through it. It is huge, but it is absolutely stacked. Souls of Mischief, Mary Lattimore.
So excited to see them.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I was talking about this actually with my flatmates yesterday, and I like had been talking about The Others Way with them for ages, and they hadn't registered that Souls of Mischief was coming, and the actual mouth drop that happened was very satisfying to see. Mary Lattimore is also coming over. We've got Trinity Roots, The Vales, Phaser Days, Molly Lewis, Herbs, Open Souls, Team Dynamite, Parchy Man, Frank Booker and Nathan Haynes, Chai, Marlon's Dreaming, Derek, Vera Allen, Mini Snap, Girl and Girl, Ma, Ringlets, Juju Lips, Babyface Killer, Atarangi, Pickle Darling, The Circling Sun, Motta, Jasmine Mary, Yourself, Jess, Deep State, Haz and Milu, Dictaphone Blues, Office Dog, Elliot and Vincent, Dick Move, Greco Romank, Lou Cola, Jess Vu, Saltwater Criminals, and an underground all-ages stage with Melanie, Fesh, Buzz, Late to Chelsea, and the CMC. Absolutely packed to the rafters. Who else are you excited to see beyond Souls of Mischief, of course?
Oh, I mean, Souls of Mischief are definitely the number one. Like, I've loved them for decades now. But I'm always excited to see Greco play. They're such a good time. I miss their Halloween show, so very much looking forward to seeing them. I also love Motta as well, so I'm really excited to see Anita play. I haven't seen her play in a while. I mean, pretty much everyone that I can go and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of like you need to put comfortable, almost running shoes on so that you can just hoon up and down K Road as fast as possible.
Exactly.
I think that's the vibe for sure. Hey, Jess, thank you so much for speaking with us. Congrats again on your award-winning album. We love to see it, and we love to play it. So we're going to play Won't Let You Down, and we will see you at the Others Way Festival in just a few weeks now. Ka kite.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Deep State with Won't Let You Down. That is from Dreams, which is the Student Radio Network's favourite album of 2023, as celebrated 2 weekends ago. And you can watch that back. It's up on YouTube. If you missed any of it and you want to catch some of the glitz and glam, you can watch the ceremony online.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.